You're listening to Policy Conversations on AIDS.gov. The following audio is adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Mayra Alvarez, Director of Public Health Policy at the Office of Health Reform at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and was originally posted on October 15, 2012. Between September 15th and October 15th, we remember and honor the great contributions and legacy of Latino Americans in this country. Their contributions are part of the fabric that makes up the rich diversity of this nation. But being a Latino in the United States also brings challenges in health and health care, including the risk of contracting HIV/AIDS. On the last day of Hispanic Heritage Month, October 15th, we observe the 10th anniversary of National Latino AIDS Awareness Day. This day brings sobering news for Latinos in the U.S. Latinos make up only 16% of the U.S. population, but made up to 20% of new HIV infections in 2009. Latinos' share of AIDS diagnosis is rising. In 1985, Latinos were 15% of diagnosed AIDS cases. In 2010, they were 22% of diagnosed cases. Latinos are often diagnosed too late. According to CDC data, between 2007 and 2010, just over a third of Latinos, 36%, were diagnosed with AIDS within 1 year of testing positive for HIV, putting Latinos at greater risk of poorer health outcomes associated with a late diagnosis. The factors that put Latinos at higher risk for HIV are complex. Lack of access to health care is a serious issue for Latinos living with HIV/AIDS. Health insurance greatly improves access, but according to the HIV Cost and Services Utilization Study, 24% of Latinos with HIV/AIDS were uninsured, compared with 17% of whites. Of those with private insurance, Latinos were about half as likely to be privately insured compared to their white counterparts, 23% versus 44%. The diversity of the Latino community requires a diverse approach towards HIV prevention, testing, and treatment initiatives that focuses on specific cultural factors in the local communities. President Obama has taken decisive action to address these needs. He developed the country's first comprehensive national HIV/AIDS strategy, which set goals of reducing HIV incidence, increasing access to care, and improving health outcomes and reducing health disparities. The strategy provides an invaluable roadmap for Latino communities trying to respond to the HIV epidemic. The White House Office of National AIDS Policy actively reached out to Latino leadership to help develop the national strategy. And in July of 2012, ONAP invited 35 Latino leaders to a White House event to discuss how Latino communities are implementing it. Feedback from that conversation was incorporated into the 2012 National HIV/AIDS Strategy Implementation Report. The Affordable Care Act is another part of the administration's response to the HIV epidemic. By improving access to quality health care for millions of Americans, the Affordable Care Act will help reduce health disparities like the disproportionate impact of HIV/AIDS in the Latino community. The new law will bring down health care costs, invest in prevention and wellness, and give individuals and families more control over their own health care. The health care law will expand access to affordable health care coverage to 9 million Latinos, increases the number of community health centers, and expands initiatives to increase racial and ethnic diversity in the healthcare professions, helping to meet key needs for Latino communities. As we close out Hispanic Heritage Month, we can observe National Latino AIDS Awareness Day knowing that we have a clear framework and the President's support to help us meet the challenges of HIV/AIDS in our community. We can look back with pride on what Latinos have given this nation, and we can look ahead with hope to the vision of an AIDS-free generation.